Shalom to all! Today's Avot Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Chav Gimel, and we are starting about four lines into the Amud with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and in Vilna Source Daf, it's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about two-thirds of the way into the Amud, and today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So as you remember, the Mishnah said that the Subin and Mursan, the different types of bran, which are found inside flour, coarse bran and fine bran, all are considered part of the flour, and they would be Metzar if they would be part of the Shir Challah. Namely, if we have 5/4 of a kav of flour, and included in that is bran, not a problem, we still have Shir Challah. Now Rabbi Yochanan clarifies, Derech Isa Shanu. This is because it's Derech Isa. This is a normal way to make dough. This is very often found with poor people. They'll buy and use unrefined flour that has bran in it, and since this is a normal way to make dough, it's considered to be Metzar for Shir Challah. Now let's remember that the very next line in the Mishnah was that if the person had sifted the bran out of their flour, and then they added the bran back in, our example was like having regular creamy peanut butter and then throwing some peanuts in to make it crunchy, then this bran, the Subin or the Mursan, are not included in the Shir Challah. And it's on this that Amar Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he this Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lo Eilam Ein Chayev B'Challah, a dough is not Chayev in Challah, Ad Sheyeh Ba Dagan Kashir, until it has the proper shear of grain. Now what's this referring to? So later on in the third parak, a Mishnah teaches, and we've mentioned this before as well, one who makes dough with wheat and rice, the rice is Nigrar along with the dough, and is Chayev in Challah as well. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches in Braisa that this is only if there was a full shear of wheat. Now this is Mashma, that according to the Chachamim, even if there wasn't a full shear of wheat, the rice is still going to be Chayev in Challah. And the same thing would be with the din of our Mishnah, that once all the Subin and Mursan are removed, even if they're added back into the flour, they're not Mitzarif to Shir Challah, and that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, Talmidah de Rav Chiya Ruba Bar Lulisa say B'Shem Rav Shua Ben Levi, de Rav Kail Hi, really this is according to everybody, and our Mishnah is not just Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's even according to the Rabbanon. And how is that? Amar Rav Mana, Afa Gav Deloy Amar Rabbi Yoichanan Hada Milsa, that's the proper Girsa, even though Rabbi Yoichanan didn't say it's Beferosh, Amar Dechav Asa, he said something similar, to Amar Rabbi Yoichanan said, Derech Isa Shanu, that the reason why the Subin and Mursan would be included in the Shir Challah if it wasn't sifted out is because this is the normal way to make dough. Poor people will use this unsifted, unrefined flour for their dough. The canon over here, Mikima Shenitol Mursanon, since it was taken out, V'chazot Toichan, and then put back in, ain't Derech Isa, that's not a normal way to make dough. Even poor people don't do that. They'll buy unsifted flour and use it like that, but no one's going to sift flour, take the bran out, and then add those impurities back in, and since that's not standard, even the Rabbanon agree that they would not be Mitzar for Shir Challah. Go on to Chav Gimel based on top, we continue explaining the Mishnah, Shir Challah V'chulu, we had said the shear that one has to take off for challah is that when we're dealing with a private dough, 1/24th, and we're dealing with a baker who's selling his dough, it's 1/48th. So the Gemara explains, Tanu Yav Braisa Amar Vida Vida tells us, why is it that a private person, when he's making dough, he has to separate 1/24th for challah, but a baker only separates 1/48th? And the answer is, pay attention to the girsa, El Shanachtaim, Einoi Ra B'Yisasai, whereas Ubal Bayis, Einoi Yafa B'Yisasai. A baker, he has Ayin Ra, he's a little bit stingy, he doesn't want to give so much, so we only require him to give 1/48th. But Baal Bayis, he has Ayin Yafeh, he has a good eye, he's generous, and so we say that he should give 1/24th. However, Racham and Racham argue with Rabbi Yudah, and they say, Lo Mishay Muzeh, it's not because of this, Lo Mitamzeh, and it's not for this reason. El, rather, it's based off of a pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Satem Menu es Trumas Hashem la'Aron HaKayin. You shall give from it the Trum of Hashem to Aron HaKayin. And what do we learn from here? Asay Shiyitnu LaKayin Bekunasai. This tells us when a person separates Chal and gives it to the Kayin, he should give something that's considered a Nesina. It's a proper giving. And El, rather, therefore, we explain as follows. Shanachtaim isasim ruba v'yesh bakadei matan l'kayin. A baker makes a lot of dough, and therefore, even if he separates a small piece, 1/48th, there's still enough that's considered an asina to the kayin. Or zubal bayis isasim uta. A bal bayis makes very little dough usually. How much dough is he making? And v'yesh bakadei matan l'kayin, if he separates 1/48th, that's not a significant amount given to the kayin. That's not called an asina, and therefore he has to give 1/24th. Ask more, hold on. Vatanin, our Mishnah had said, ha'isa isa la'atzmai, if a person makes a dough for himself, va'isa l'mishta benoi, or if he makes it for his son's chasana, echem es varba, he has to separate 1/24th. And here, when he's making it for his son's chasana, mishta benoi, he's obviously making a lot of dough, and nonetheless, he still has to give 1/24th. Why not say that he could separate 1/48th in this case? And the answer is, shaloi lachlak b'isas baal bayis, so it's not to make any sort of differentiation in a dough coming from a baal bayis. This is what we call a loy plug. When the chamim say a baal bayis has to give 1/24th, in the vast majority of situations, that's the amount that's sufficient. And yes, sometimes you're going to find that even 1/48th is sufficient, but nonetheless, we say just 1/24th because come from the baal bayis. Now the Gemara continues asking, but this time on Rabbi Yudah. But the Mishnah had said, "V'chenu isha she oisalim kerbashok." If a woman is making a dough to sell in the marketplace, echmar bar mushmaina, she separates 1/48th. And the problem is, b'shas she oisal beisa ena yafa bisasa. That's a proper girsa. When a woman's making dough in her house, she has a good eye. She's generous with her dough. And again, this is according to Rabbi Yudah because he's the one that differentiates between ayin yafa and ayin ra. So according to him, we have a problem because the Mishnah tells us that when a woman is making dough to sell in the marketplace, since she's making it in her house, it's oisal beisa. She has has an ayin yafet. She's generous, and so she should be separating 1/24th and not 1/48th. According to the Chachamim, this isn't a problem, because according to the Chachamim, it's obvious. Since she's making it to sell in the marketplace, it's not considered a homemade dough, which would require 1/24th. It's 1/48th because it's being sold. But according to Rav Yehuda, that it all has to do with ayin ra or ayin yafet. Well, here she has ayin yafet because she's making it in her house. So why allow her to separate 1/48th and not 1/24th? And the answer is that no, b'shashi yaisa limkar b'shuk, when she's making it to sell in the marketplace, eina ra b'yisasa. That's proper girsa. She's not generous. She's stingy because she wants as much dough left over to be able to sell it. That's the whole purpose of her making the dough, to be able to sell in the marketplace and make money. And therefore, even though she's making it in her house, since the intention is to sell it, Rav Yehuda agrees that she only separates 1/48th. And going on to explain the next part of the Mishnah, we had said, nitmeis yisasa v'chulu, and there's a number of different scenarios, how we paskin if the dough became tamei. And we had said that if it became tamei b'shaygeg, then we're only going to require 1/48th to be separated. But if it became tamei b'mezid, she was matamei b'mezid on purpose, so then she would have to separate 1/24th, so the sinner shouldn't gain. Now when Rebbe explains masnisa, when Aaron Mishnah says that if it became tamei b'shaygeg, she only separates 1/48th, that's b'limoides lios mafreshes echer me'eser v'haba. If she's limoides, she's used to separating 1/24th from the dough, and now it became tamei b'shaygeg, so we make it with her and say, you know what, you could separate 1/48th. Aval b'limoides lios mafreshes echer me'arbaim u'shmoyne, if anyway, she usually only separates 1/48th from the dough, which she is not supposed to do, because again, we're talking about a privately made dough in the house, which should have 1/24th separated. So in this situation, we're going to be machmer on her, and here's the proper girsa. Noisenes echad me'esim v'arba. In this situation, she even has to separate 1/24th, k'dei shelo yehe achayte nisker, so the sinner shouldn't gain. And therefore, even though it only became tamei b'shoigeg, nonetheless, we're machmer with her, and we say you have to separate 1/24th. We're going to stop you for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.